It's the best advice I've ever gotten, and any time I've needed it, any time I've been snubbed or underrated or even flat out disrespected, I've just remembered those words and I've persevered. I remember part of the problem being just how skinny I was. Like, I'm telling you, I was so skinny. All this analysis that people would put out there, all these scouting reports and whatever, that kept the focus on what I supposedly couldn't do. Undersized and not a finisher, extremely limited. I can still reel them off to this day. It's how people assume that once you've started to have a certain amount of success, feeling underrated starts going away, and that once you've finally reached any sort of ultimate goal, it starts going away forever. But from my own experience, in your head, honestly, it never goes away. In mine, it's never even diminished. Not in 2010, trying to make 5 teams regret their draft decisions. Not in 2012, trying to fight through ankle problems and loss. Not in 2014, trying to prove these experts wrong, who felt that Curry's style of play just won't work in the playoffs. Not in 2016, trying to break the Bulls' 72 wins record. Not in 2017, trying to figure out how the Warriors blew a 3-1 series lead. And I think that's one of the biggest things I've really come to understand about myself over the last 17 years. The way that underrated might start off as just some feeling that the world imposes on you. But if you figure out how to harness it, it can become a feeling that you impose on the world. Don't sleep on him. Kid is a killer.